This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NFL, with a no-huddle offense and no-fooling-around defense, the New York Giants snapped the Cowboys' 11-game winning streak with a 10-7 victory Sunday night. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh beat Buffalo 27-20. The Jets won against San Francisco in overtime 23-17. On Monday Night Football, Baltimore is in New England at 8:30. A Louisiana man has been found guilty of manslaughter in the April shooting death of former Saints star Will Smith. Cardell Hayes was also found guilty of attempted manslaughter for wounding Smith's wife, wrapping up a week-long trial. Hayes had claimed he had fired only after an irate and drunken Smith punched him and then retrieved a gun from his damaged SUV following their car accident. In the NHL, the Rangers shut out New Jersey 5-0. In the NBA, the Knicks topped the Lakers 118-112. Oklahoma City won against Boston 98-96. The Boston Celtics got a scare when they were told of a bomb threat on their private flight to Oklahoma City. The Boston Globe reports the plane landed safely around 5 p.m. at Will Rogers World Airport, where players were told to leave their bags and proceed to their hotel. The FBI's Oklahoma City field office said late Saturday that a thorough search of the aircraft did not locate an explosive device and that the agency is investigating the incident. Lamar Jackson has snared college football's highest honor, becoming the first Louisville player to capture the Heisman Trophy. The sophomore quarterback accounted for a whopping 51 touchdowns this season, throwing for 30 and running for 21. He passed for 3,390 yards and had 1,538 yards on the ground to help the 15th-ranked Cardinals go 9-3 during the regular season. The annual Army-Navy game has been won by the Black Knights for the first time since 2001. Army blew a 14-point halftime lead before quarterback Ahmad Bradshaw scored on a 9-yard run with 6 minutes and 42 seconds left to give the Cadets a 21-17 triumph over the Midshipmen. Tonight in men's college basketball, UAlbany faces Canisius at 7 p.m. In women's college basketball, Post is in Albany to take on the Great Danes at 7 p.m. Siena goes up against Sacred Heart at 7. The Seattle Sounders are MLS champions for the first time. Roman Torres scored in the 6th round of penalty kicks to give the Sounders a 5-4 victory over Toronto FC after 120 scoreless minutes. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.